Next month marks 2 years since mental health worker Stephanie Moulton was murdered, allegedly by a client with a history of criminal violence. Since then, Moulton's mother, Kim Flynn, has been working to improve safety throughout the Massachusetts mental health care system. Here's Flynn a few months after Stephanie's death.
I mean, everybody keeps telling me, you know, that I don't look angry, but you know what? We had our feelings, well. But I really want to be screaming that these people actually killed my daughter. You know, they all did. They all, I mean, they're just as guilty as he is. I mean, everybody is. I mean, the mistakes. And we're all angry, but we have to keep it in for Stephanie.
2 years after Stephanie's death, a new joint investigation by WBUR and the New England Center for Investigative Reporting finds there are still serious problems throughout the Massachusetts mental health system. We heard yesterday about patient concerns. Today we hear from workers. WBUR's Deborah Becker has our second report.
Kim Flynn is still trying to get used to the limelight. In the past month, she's received awards for her advocacy work to improve safety for mental health workers, and she recently spoke before some 400 people at the first of what will be an annual Stephanie Moulton Symposium in honor of her daughter.
Being a mother and my family, it's hell every day. It's been almost 2 years, but we still, you know, have to go through it, so we just want to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Flynn has been pushing for Stephanie's Law, which would, among other things, increase staffing levels at mental health facilities so workers are not alone, like her daughter was when she was murdered in the Revere Group home where she worked. Because Moulton's accused killer had a history of criminal violence, Flynn is also pushing for required criminal background checks of all mental health clients. She says then workers would know, like her daughter did not, about the criminal histories of clients.
We have to make sure that anybody working with a patient or a client has the information that they need, that they don't go in there not knowing, you know, what his history is or anything else.
A special state task force assembled after Moulton's murder recommended criminal background checks or queries of clients. But Department of Mental Health Commissioner Marcia Fowler said that would conflict with the department's goal of providing more people mental health services.
I think that generally speaking, and I would say this is true probably in 99% of the cases, that we are well aware of the person's being served entire history. That having a query would not provide us with any additional information.
Striking the right balance to get people into treatment, provide the correct treatment, and keep everyone safe in the process is still a work in progress in Massachusetts. Fowler says the department has improved data sharing with other state agencies like the Department of Corrections, and she says it enhanced safety training for some 1,600 mental health workers. She says Massachusetts community-based mental health care system is effective.
I think it's a great model. There are a number of ways I'd like to make it better. It's incumbent upon us to provide services to everybody that needs them, and we need to do the best job we can within the money that's appropriated to us from the legislature.
After Moulton's murder, the legislature restored $10 million of the $60 million it cut from the Department of Mental Health budget over the past 4 years. Social worker and task force member Eva Stolnick-Aker says that helped somewhat.
There's been a lot of movement in money for services, in staffing and coordination and training, and that is better.
The basic educational requirement for most direct mental health care workers is a GED. The average salary is about $12 an hour, and many workers say they do not feel safe. Tony Hosta is a mental health worker for Community Health Link in Worcester.
It's dangerous, and the issue must be resolved as soon as possible because it's dangerous.
The home where Hosta works is among the group homes where police calls have dramatically increased. Worcester police responded to that home once in 2008. By the end of this past October, they were there 35 times. WBUR and the New England Center for Investigative Reporting reviewed police calls to some group homes and found that calls were up to some addresses in Newton, Somerville, and Boston.
Our call volume on mental health issues is substantial. It's certainly becoming more acute.
That's Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis. He says police want to work with state officials as more mental health treatment moves into community settings.
Law enforcement really needs to be at the table to understand the impact and to better deal with it so that we're not going into these things unprepared.
Massachusetts shifted its mental health care system in 2009 when it implemented what's known as CBFS, Community-Based Flexible Supports. CBFS is designed to provide flexible, individualized mental health treatment for almost 14,000 people through counseling, group homes, and independent living arrangements. But some say with CBFS, the state has relinquished control to private vendors. 19 private vendors have about $245 million worth of contracts with the state to provide mental health services. Cliff Cohen is chief of staff for the Service Employees International Union, Local 509, which represents some mental health workers.
There used to be state rules and regulations of how many mental health workers should be in each group home. The state eliminated those type of regulations. So now providers are free to move staff around, and there's very little state oversight over how many staff there are per client.
The State Department of Mental Health disagrees and says oversight is strong under CBFS. There is some federal oversight as well. The Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, has reviewed staffing issues since Stephanie Moulton's murder. OSHA levied a $7,000 fine, the maximum amount it can, against the private vendor who ran the home, North Suffolk Mental Health Association. But North Suffolk is appealing. Vic DeGravio, who's president and CEO of the Association for Behavioral Health Care, which represents vendors, says that's because OSHA's recommendations conflict with CBFS goals of providing client-centered, recovery-based treatment.
OSHA has talked about remedies in terms of video cameras in group living environments, metal detectors, which is not appropriate in these type of settings.
The battle with OSHA is just one of several CBFS-related legal fights. Kim Flynn, Stephanie Moulton's mother, whose wrongful death suit against the state is still pending, says she's ready for the almost 2 years of debate to end.
Between the civil suit and the criminal suit and the law and the award ceremonies and the symposium and everything, we haven't had a chance to have any closure or mourn at all. Like I said, as soon as everything settles down and everything's over, I think that's when we'll be able to all sit down and, you know, and start thinking about Stephanie in positive ways and not thinking about with the tragedy. You know, and a lot of other people will too, because now every time somebody hears Stephanie's name, it's that poor girl that, you know, got murdered. And that's not who Stephanie is. And I love my daughter. I was so proud of her.
This may be the year that Kim Flynn gets closure. The state is due to release its investigation into Stephanie Moulton's death. The legislature's CBFS Oversight Committee reports on improvements to the system. And the criminal case against her daughter's alleged killer goes to trial this spring. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.